On this episode, we're discussing what does price per square foot mean and how to buy a property under a secret name.
You ask real estate questions and I answer them. This is the Ask Daniel Los Angeles Show.
Welcome everybody to episode 33 of the Ask Daniel Los Angeles Show. Let's get this real estate show started.
Carla asks, I'm looking online at homes for sale. They all list the price per square foot. What does $500 per square foot mean?
When you see a property and it says $500 per square foot, it's 12 inches by 12 inches, a square. That square, if you put it, lay it down on the floor of the home, that one square is gonna cost you $500 to purchase. So if it's $1 million house and it's 2,000 square feet, $1 million divided by that 2,000 will give you $500 per square foot. That's how you figure out the square footage cost in a home.
Ramiro asks, we are in the final stages of closing on a condo. We are just about a week away from closing escrow. I'm not really sure this is the right place for us anymore. What's the worst thing that can happen if we back out of the deal now?
If you're buying a condo, the first thing you do is you're gonna put in a 3% deposit to escrow. They hold that money, 3% of the purchase price of the property, they're gonna hold on to that money, all right? You go through the process of escrow, you remove your inspection, loan, appraisal contingency, those are all gone. Let's say you removed all your contingencies, but now you wake up one day and you're like, you know what, I just don't wanna buy this condo anymore. Well, I got some bad news for you. That 3% that I mentioned in the very beginning that you put down, now the seller has the right to go after that. So let's say the seller has done some repairs to the property that you wanted. Let's say the seller has moved out of the property and they incurred all these costs when moving out of the property. That 3% is now up for grabs. You have both agreed in the purchase agreement to go to an arbitrator and now fight over that. And you have to prove your case as to why you should get that money back. But if you removed all your contingencies, you're gonna have a very weak case. You're probably not gonna win. The seller's gonna take that 3% and now keep it and now put their home back on the market and sell their property, but you're out that 3%. That is the worst case scenario for you as the buyer.
Linda asks, when I purchase a home, do I have to put the title of the property in my name?
When you're purchasing a property, you don't have to put your actual legal name in the title of the property. I mean, celebrities do this all the time. You'll see it under, you know, Banana LLC or, you know, something weird like that. So you don't have to do that. What you have to do is, if you don't want to put your name, you can open up a trust, and that trust, you name it whatever you want. So when you purchase the property, you purchase it under that trust name, or you can do it under an LLC as well. So that's two different ways that you can do it. So you don't have to actually put your legal name. You can just make up whatever name you want, and you can keep the purchase of the property secret from everybody else by hiding your name.
Jonathan asks, I put in an offer on a property, but the listing agent said I have to get pre-approved with their lender before the seller can accept my offer. Why do I have to go through that process if I already got pre-approved through my own lender?
When you put in an offer on a property, before your offer gets officially accepted, many times the seller's agent is gonna make you get pre-approved with their own lender. And the reason why they do that is because they don't really know your lender or trust your lender, but they trust their guy. They wanna make sure that you go through a very good pre-approval process and make sure that you are worthy of getting a loan. Because what if your lender's your cousin and he just hooked you up with a pre-approval letter, but really you're not able to get a loan. And so now we're going through escrow for 3 weeks. After 3 weeks, guess what? You can't get the loan. But if you get pre-approved right away from the agent's lender, they already know from upfront that there's a plan B in place just in case your guy can't come through. You could always switch over to this new lender and get the deal done. That's why you're gonna have to get pre-approved with the listing agent's lender. That is it for episode 33 of the Ask Daniel Los Angeles Show. If you have any real estate questions, text me, 818-445-7953. You keep asking real estate questions, and I'll keep answering them.